Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 246, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola. Hi everyone, so welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, each week, this is just a real quick episode that I do every Wednesday where I share the meal plan that I have for my family for the upcoming week. I just share it to maybe help you think of some ideas for what you might want to put on your meal plan, or maybe just give you some motivation. I think that meal planning is really important for saving money and wasting less food. And it also just makes life easier for in not having to constantly try and figure out on a daily basis what's for dinner. So my meal plan that I share is just for dinners. That's all that I plan. I do rotate meals frequently, so you're not always going to hear me share a lot of new recipes. I kind of rotate what we eat, like I said, fairly frequently. I do throw in something new once in a while when I can, but to me, it's more about having it easy and knowing what I'm going to make for dinner and being able to buy those ingredients so I don't have to wonder what we're doing for dinner tonight. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, October 30th. So for Saturday, we are doing vegetarian stuffed peppers, which is from cookieandkate.com. And then we're also doing Chef John stuffed peppers, which is from allrecipes.com. So pretty obvious, the vegetarian stuffed peppers are meatless, and the other ones have meat in them. My one daughter doesn't eat meat, so I was going to try and make both stuffed pepper versions. And then I was just going to do some rolls, like the kind that they're usually called like take and bake, like the kind that are, I guess, kind of partially cooked. I'm not really sure if they are or not. I might not be saying that wrong, but the ones that you take home and you just, they're kind of fresh, and then you just like pop them in the oven and then they taste like they were freshly baked. So I was just going to do those with the stuffed peppers and then like a salad. Wasn't really totally sure what kind of side dishes to do with stuffed peppers, so that's what I decided to do. Before I continue, I forgot to mention, I always mention where the recipes come from, but I also have a blog post each week at lolasfrugallife.com for the meal plan that I have the podcast episode on. And there's links to all these recipes, like any recipes that I share that are from a specific website, the link to the exact recipe can be found on my blog post. So just wanted to mention that. I forgot to say that earlier. Okay, so then for Sunday, October 31st, I actually don't have a meal to share because that is Halloween. And I am planning on keeping it easy this year and just ordering in pizza for dinner for Halloween in case we get trick-or-treaters, which I'm hoping we do. Sometimes we get more than others. But I am not going to be cooking dinner that night. I'm just going to keep it easy on myself and take out pizza. So Monday, we do hot dogs once a month on a Monday. So that happens to be this Monday, November 1st. So I don't have a recipe for this. I just boil up some hot dogs. I make home fried potatoes on the side. I just cut up some potatoes and peppers and onions, and I cook them in the air fryer until they're kind of crispy. And we make Italian hot dogs with those. If you're not familiar with Italian hot dogs, it's basically when you put a hot dog on a bun and you put the potatoes, peppers, and onions like on the bun with the hot dog. It's really good. Thought everyone knew what they were, but someone asked me one time what they were, so I think maybe it might just be like a New Jersey, New York type thing. I'm not 100% sure, but that's what they are, and they're really good. And then I'm going to also just be serving those with a can of vegetarian chili. Again, for my daughter that doesn't eat meat, she'll actually just put it on a bun with the potatoes and the chili and eat it like that. And then I'm going to also be doing a bagged salad again. And that was an error on my part because I don't usually try and do those like so close to each other since we're having that on Saturday. But sometimes I'm not paying very close attention, like obviously this week. So we're doing a bag salad with the stuffed peppers, and then we're also going to do one on Monday with the hot dogs, but that's fine. When I say the bag salad, I just mean the kind that you buy at the grocery store that it's like a bag and it has like the toppings and the dressing and all that together in the bag with the salad, and you just dump it in a bowl and add the stuff and mix it up. So that's what we're doing for Monday. For Tuesday, we're doing for Tuesday, November 2nd, we're going to be doing sheet pan chicken fajitas. That is from foodnetwork.com, and it's just your basic sheet pan chicken fajita recipe where you cut up the chicken, cut up some peppers and onions, season it, bake it on a sheet pan, and then serve it with like flour tortillas. And then I'm also going to be making Instant Pot black beans and rice, which I have not made yet, I don't think. This is from my plantbasedfamily.com. I was going to try this out because, like I said, my one daughter doesn't eat the chicken, but I thought the black beans and rice could be like a good meal. She could maybe add some cheese on top, some sour cream, whatever, and kind of make like a bowl meal out of it. And I thought it would work well too, because it would be a good side dish also to go with the chicken fajitas. So we're going to try that out and see how that comes out. Then for Wednesday, we're doing salmon. I usually do seafood on Wednesdays, and we've been adding salmon in more frequently because the way I make it comes out so delicious and it's so easy. All I do is take the salmon. I buy like the frozen salmon fillets that are individually frozen in like the little pieces. And I just brush them with olive oil, and I season them with the McCormick smokehouse maple seasoning. And then I bake them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes, and they come out perfect. It just tastes so good. And then I'm just going to be making egg noodles with them, just like egg noodles boiled. Toss them with some butter and olive oil and salt, and they come out really good like that. And then I was going to just do some frozen vegetables on the side. I usually always try and keep some of those like microwave, like steam fresh type vegetables, or sometimes too, I'll just buy like a bag of frozen vegetables and throw them in the air fryer. But I always try and keep some type of frozen vegetables that I can just grab and make it as a side. So that's what we're going to do with the salmon and egg noodles. For Thursday, we usually either do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese, because that's the night I go food shopping. And I try and make like the dinner as quick as possible that night because I go food shopping after work, and then I don't want to have to come home and spend a lot of time cooking dinner. So this Thursday, we're going to be doing breakfast for dinner. So I'm doing turkey bacon in the oven, which is from brendid.com, brendid.com. You can use the same method with regular bacon. I just happen to be using turkey bacon, and the recipe happens to say turkey bacon, but I've done it with regular bacon before too, and it pretty much comes out the same. It's just an easy method of cooking the turkey bacon or the bacon, whatever, and not having to like stand over the stove frying it in a frying pan. So I pop that in the oven, I make some scrambled eggs, and then I also do those very similar to the potatoes that we're doing with the hot dogs. I do that with the breakfast for dinner. So again, I just cut up potatoes, peppers, and onions and toss it in the air fryer, make like home fries, and I'll serve that with the turkey bacon and the scrambled eggs, and that's that for dinner. So then the last meal on the meal plan for this week is for Friday, November 5th. And Friday, I'm going to be making creamy herbed pork chops from allrecipes.com. Every time I share this recipe, I always mention the creamy part of this recipe is like a little sauce or like little gravy that you make. I've never made that. I just use this kind of as a placeholder for myself to make the pork chop part. I'm sure that the creamy sauce is good. I just am a little on the lazy side when it comes to cooking weeknight meals, and I try and shortcut where I can. And I think the pork chops taste so good on their own, just very simple. What you do is you season them with Montreal steak seasoning. McCormick might be the brand. I don't know. I'm mixing myself up, but whatever. With Montreal steak seasoning, and you just, I use the bone-in ones, and you just melt butter in a frying pan, and you cook the pork chops in the butter, seasoned with the Montreal steak seasoning. And I just think they taste so good, and it's so simple, like just like that, that that's how I serve them. And then on the side, I'm going to be doing cheesy instant pot rice and vegetables. That's from the saltymarshmallow.com. And this is a new side that I added in fairly recently. It's pretty good. I really liked it. It's basically like mixed vegetables and rice. You cook it in the Instant Pot, and then at the end you stir in like shredded cheddar cheese. And I think it makes a really good side dish, and it's kind of got like the rice and the vegetables and the cheese. So my daughter that doesn't eat meat will kind of eat that, like kind of basically like her meal. So it's good because it's like a little bit more of a substantial side dish. And that's it. That's it for this week's meal plan. So don't forget, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach me at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. And like I mentioned before, you can find blog posts for each of these meal plans with the recipe links. And also you can find blog posts for any of my regular episode topics on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group on facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, I would so much appreciate it. That is what helps expand the audience of the show so more people can find it and listen along as well. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.